the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
President Trump does not appear to be standing down on tariffs.
Many countries have. They've ripped us off left and right. But now it's our turn to do the ripping. That's okay. We're going to make our country even stronger, stronger than it ever was.
Trump gave the keynote at the annual National Republican Congressional Committee today, saying that he thinks the war with the world is not a war at all because the countries are coming to the U.S., adding that Japan is already on the way. With an additional 50% tariff on imported Chinese goods going into effect at midnight Wednesday, Trump added that until China is ready to deal, that's the way it's going to be. He added that he felt what he calls the legendary tariffs will help the GOP win midterms in a thundering landslide. The Menendez brothers' resentencing hearing is set for Friday. Lyle and Eric have been serving life sentences for the 1989 murder of their parents in their Beverly Hills home. Last October, then-District Attorney George Gascon recommended resentencing for the brothers who claimed they were sexually abused by their father and that their mother was aware. But the new DA plans to ask a judge to withdraw the resentencing request, claiming the brothers have shown no remorse. The entire hearing may be moved after California Governor Gavin Newsom sent the case to the parole board. A former MLB player is reportedly among the dead after a roof collapse at a Dominican Republic nightclub. Octavio Dotel passed away from his injuries after being taken to the hospital. At least 44 people were reportedly killed. 146 more were injured in the early Tuesday incident. The collapse happened during a performance by a popular singer. Rescue crews are still searching for survivors. Nick Saban is among several sports personalities to be nominated for an Emmy. The former Alabama head coach was announced as a nominee for the Outstanding Personality Emerging On-Air Talent category. He'll go against former Villanova basketball coach Jay Wright, former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Super Bowl champs Jason Kelce and Richard Sherman for the award. I'm Chris Caraccio.
The time is now.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
Work continues on the northbound parkway in Monmouth County. The local lanes have road work 109 to 114. In Middlesex County, there's left lane work 127 to 129 in Woodbridge. And then farther up the line at 135 in Clark, you've got some construction there as well. Turnpike car lanes are closed each way. Route 18 northbound, at least one left lane closed. Between West Ferris Street and Edgeboro Road, East Brunswick, with construction, a full closure was scheduled. We'll see if it actually happens. And you've also got some repairs on the 42 freeway. Again, in both directions, between exit 7 and 13, two left lanes are closed for construction. Commonwealth Boulevard in Manchester, Ocean County, shut down with a crash between Bismarck Street and Northampton Boulevard. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, it looks like some road work set up at the George Washington Bridge on the upper level. Looks like you have the left lane closed. It's on the New Jersey side. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
The voice of New Jersey is you. Use your voice now. Call 800-283-1015 and be part of the conversation.
Do you have a big...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear and breezy for the overnight with cold conditions, lows in the middle 20s for the rest of your Wednesday forecast. Still chilly for April despite the sunshine, a high near 50 degrees. Clouds return then for Wednesday night, lows in the lower 30s. Breezy, chilly into Thursday with cloudy skies. There can be a shower in spots for the afternoon with a high near 50. More showers return into Thursday night and through the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
37 degrees in New Jersey.